The following is a recording from Maria Barana with iAdvise on Friday, October 27, 2017 at 11 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Kathy and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA N conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Please go ahead.
Good day, and thank you all for participating today as we review FIBRA's results for third quarter 2017. Please note that we issued the earnings report yesterday to the media as investors and analysts. There is also an accompanying PowerPoint that is with the call, and both are available in the investor relations section of our website. Please follow the information for a clear understanding of our results. Also know that forward-looking statements may be made during this call, and these statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. If you turn to slide 2 of the presentation, we can take a look at the agenda, which will consist of a discussion of the distribution and dividend yield of the quarter. This will be followed by the property portfolio review, and finally, through the operational and financial summary prior to question and answers. Thank you again for your attention. And at this time, I would like to introduce FIBRA's presenters, Mr. Calvillo, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. Thank you again for your attention, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Calvillo.
Thank you, Ted, and good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining and welcome to our call. This was a quarter that was a bit challenging for FIBRA. Due to the impact of several storms and natural disasters that in one way or another affected the entire industry. However, we believe that despite some of the conditions that I will now go into, it was our business plan that combined strength of our operations as well as our unique structure that allowed us to prevail and finalize the quarter in a stable manner. Some of the conditions that impacted results were the lower than usual room sales through online travel agencies, OTAs, in order to keep the hotel rates in line with those shown in the national hotel chain's website. The impact on the hotel rates due to a 4.9 average appreciation of the peso versus the dollar, this put some pressure on room prices, and as you know, some of our revenues are rushing to the U.S. currency. Additionally, there were a number of cancellations as a result of the severe weather we experienced, namely the various hurricanes throughout Houston and the southern U.S. coast as well as the Caribbean, which contributed to the low number of passengers from these areas. In addition to the impact of traffic from abroad, the Mexican traffic was also affected by the earthquakes in Mexico City areas, which were interrupted and even halted travel and travel consumption all over the country. In particular, the earthquake obligated us to partially interrupt operations in one of our hotels, which typically contributes approximately 4.5 to total revenues. As a consequence of all these, we saw limited organic sales growth. However, we must recognize the efforts of our sales team, who fought hard to mitigate this effect and were even able to reach 2.8 lodging revenue growth in same-store sales. As such, total revenue were able to rise by 3.2, which is a very stable and defensive result during an otherwise difficult time. These extraordinary conditions aside, however, management is pleased with the benefits of its medium to long-term strategy, which prepare us to a certain extent for this type of environment. I want to highlight some of the main points of that plan that we rely very heavily on. One is the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline that has allowed us to generate a measured pipeline for meeting hotel demand where we believe it exists and without utilizing our resources upfront so as not to affect the shareholder distribution and maintain a prudent leverage ratio. This is of the case of the recently announced Westin Monterrey Hotel, where the renowned Marriott brand is the backbone of this project. Second is the internalization process decisions that have placed us at the best in class in the sector in Mexico in terms of corporate governance. And lastly, we have been very careful about safeguarding the company's distribution policies and giving investors confidence in our product. That is, on the one hand, satisfying the needs of the current real estate market while at the same time aligning our interests with those of the capital markets. Let's turn to page 4 to talk about this matter. As you recall, at the beginning of the year, in the first quarter, the TENCAP committee approved the procedure for calculating distributions to certificate holders in order to offer a more balanced payment scale throughout the year. Therefore, we distributed 25 peso cents quarterly in order to reach our objective of 1 peso distribution base per certificate for the year 2017. Any shortfall against AFFO will be more than compensated with additional earnings coming from fees generated by our activities in the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline and from the possible sale of certain assets throughout this last quarter of the year. As a result of this measure, the distribution per certificate for the third quarter was 25.07 cents, equivalent to a total of 110 million pesos, results after including the certificates that were purchased this quarter. This represents a dividend yield of 8.3% when considering third quarter closing price of 12.13 pesos per certificate. Please turn to slide 6 for discussion of our property portfolio. On July 11th, the AC Hotel by Marriott Guadalajara opened following an extensive remodeling and brand name change. If you recall, we originally acquired this hotel back in August 2015 under the Arriva Express brand. It is currently a premium lifestyle hotel with 180 rooms and a rebranded required total investment of 182.4 million pesos. This is a strategic priority for FIBRAIN as it represents an opportunity to enhance the overall value of the hotel portfolio and allows us to position the Marriott brand in a location that has much attraction potential for high demand level guests. Its strategic location in one of the largest and most important cities in Mexico is also a draw. Finally, this hotel has a competitive advantage we seek in all our properties. These are a global reservation platform, loyalty programs, international service standards, as well as the quality that this particular hotel network is known for. Operations will be carried out by Grupo Hotelero Prisma. Moving on to the Westin Monterrey on slide 7. On October the 10th, right after the close of the third quarter, we also announced the signing of an acquisition agreement for the Westin Monterrey, also of the management. The transaction for 753 million pesos is part of the strategic hotel acquisition pattern with payment structure as follows. The two partners will participate with 40% of the investment, and FIBRAIN will contribute the remaining 20% to be funded via capital resources designed for such purpose. While the purchase is contingent upon completion of construction, compliant with the rigorous brand standards, as well as anti-trade rules, it is currently underway with an expected completion date in about a little bit less of a year from now. This hotel is significant also because it is the second such investment for the company together with the J. William Marriott in the thriving city of Monterrey, which has a large and wealthy population, commercial and business activity, as well as high demand from both domestic and international travelers. The Hotel West in Monterrey will have 175 rooms, banquet rooms for up to 250 people, restaurant, bar, spa, and roof garden with a pool. The hotel is expected to open during the third quarter of 2018. This hotel will generate revenue under the food service model. FIBRAIN will also play a very important asset management role within the strategic hotel acquisition pipeline. As such, one of our tasks is to find the opportunities for purchasing assets, transforming them, opening them, and if circumstances are correct, selling some of them. We believe that FIBRAIN, with asset management functions added to its list of qualifications, will pioneer the Mexican real estate market that exists today. Please turn to slide 8. As of the end of the second quarter, the current standing was as follows. We have 43 hotels in our portfolio, 42 were in operations, and one under a rebranding process, the Casa Grande Ciudad Juárez, which will be converted into Holiday Inn. In total, there were 6,959 rooms, of which 6,748 rooms were in operation. During this quarter, 156 rooms that were under construction projects were canceled due to the condition of the market in the cities of Reynosa and Hermosillo. In regard to that one hotel on the, that is under a rent process, 145 rooms are in remodeling process, and 66 will be in additional rooms as part of the coming Holiday Inn to acquire. FEMA Inc. continues to be present in four micro segments, limited, select, full, and extended stay, throughout 15 Mexican states, offering 14 global brands, as we decide not to renew the Best Western franchise in Monterey, and we are in the process of renaming it as Wyndham Garden. Therefore, we have four local brands. Additionally, the Strategic Hotel Acquisition Pilot has three properties under construction: the JW Marriott Monterrey, the Marriott Monterrey Aeropuerto, and now the Westin Monterrey that will add 633 rooms in total. That is all for me. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. As always, it is a pleasure to present to you our financial results for the period. As you have seen, we continue to be active in analyzing alternatives for rebalancing the portfolio in order to allow us to reach higher value generation through. This is via the sale of certain assets with the goal of reaching the most efficient mix of portfolio of assets. During this quarter, the selective sale of assets continue underway, and we expect it to conclude during the next quarter in a very positive manner. On September 19, we began to operate the share purchase program with a very specific strategy to supply the market with stronger value levels for the security while offering liquidity to FIBRA Inc. holders. As such, during this quarter, we repurchased a little more than 1 million certificates with no distribution rights. So the total distribution to be placed in the coming days will be divided among a lower number of certificates. Let's begin on page 10 with the financial highlights of the quarter. In terms of same-store sales during the quarter and considering the adverse market conditions we just discussed for the quarter, we reported positive results for our 43 comparable properties. This included a 2.8% increase in room revenue, 62% occupancy during the quarter, excluding the addition of rooms. In terms of the average daily rate, this indicator reached 1,188.4 pesos, a 3.6% annual increase. Revenue per available room reached 737.4 pesos. On the one hand, during the quarter, we can see reflected the end of the summer vacation period. So, in addition to the weather and other extraordinary events we just mentioned, we see a lower volume of business travel, causing even more pressure on pricing for competitive reasons. And in order to offset this impact to a certain extent, we sought to reinforce other channels in order to promote the hotels. As such, occupancy levels remain at 62%, a slight decline compared to a year ago. On the other side, there was the 4.9% peso appreciation over the dollar, which made it even more challenging for pricing. We are always fine-tuning along the way to drive occupancy levels. As such, the current occupancy levels at FIBRA Inc. Hotel reflect a stabilized operating level, one that we believe is sustainable over time. Please turn to slide 11. Total revenues reached 486.3 million pesos, which is a 3.2% increase over the figure reported in the third quarter of 2016. 94.9% of this amount was comprised of room revenues, and 5.1% was from rental revenues, pretty much in line with the third quarter 2016. Let's turn to the review of the income statement on slide 12. As we discussed, total revenue rose by 3.2% compared to third quarter 2016. Operating expenses was 65.6% as a percentage of revenue, increasing 2.1 percentage points when compared to the third quarter of 2016. This mainly due to higher lodging expenses, given a higher use of external sales channels to capture more guests. This required investing in commercial strategies with higher use of travel agencies, both traditional and online. These channels allow the company wider reach to leisure travelers seeking to offset in this manner. The seasonality at the end of the summer season due to lower numbers of business travelers, as well as better access to guests who are affiliated with loyalty programs for the global hotel brands. and an increase in energy costs resulting from a 40% average increase in rates. NOI reached 167.3 million pesos, a 2.6% decrease that represented an NOI margin of 34.4% for the quarter. This represented a 210 basis points decline compared to 36.5% in the prior year. Moving down the table to the adjusted EBITDA, this was 143.5 million pesos, equivalent to a 29.6% margin compared to the 31.4% margin of third quarter 2016. Interest expense was 52.9 million when compared to the 33.4 million pesos of the same quarter last year. This increase was due to a higher interest rate amount, given the 1 billion peso public debt reopened and also the increase in the Mexican rates. FFO was 102.3 million pesos, a 21% margin when compared to the 116.6 million pesos reported in the third quarter 2016. Finally, holder distributions equivalent to 25.07 cents per certificate reached an annualized dividend yield of 8.3%, which Oscar reviewed just a few minutes ago. Turning on to page 13 for the balance sheet discussion, we have 602.8 million pesos in cash. There is a remaining balance of 91.7 million pesos in recoverable value added tax that is in the claiming process with the Mexican tax authority. To date, the company has released lines on over 12 hotels. Four more are in process after the bank loan cancellation took place last December. As of September 30, 2017, the outstanding balance of the FIN 15 issuance was 2,875.4 pesos, maturing on September 24, 2021 at a nominal rate plus TIIE of 28 days plus 110 basis points. The balance considers the additional 1 billion pesos that was issued on October 2016 at a TIIE 28 days plus 130 basis points, with a discount on the nominal price for a total weighted rate of TIIE 28 days plus 130 basis points. At the close of third quarter 2017, the gross debt crossed was 8.06%, 66% covered with fixed rate swaps at a weighted rate of 7.81, and 34% at a variable rate of 854%. As such, net debt cost was 8.31%, considering the amortization of issuance expenses for 0.24%. The company had available debt resources, considering the current balance of cash and cash equivalents, for 1.1 billion without surpassing the 33% loan-to-value threshold set forth by the company's technical committee. FIBRAIN presents a 29.9 loan-to-value ratio as of September 30, 2017, and has 66% of the bond debt covered with interest rate swaps, contracting interest rates with refinancial institutions. Thank you for your attention, and at this time we are ready for your questions. Operator, please.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Pablo Duarte of Actinver.
Hi, guys. Good evening. Thanks for the call. Besides the potential sale of non-core assets, by how much could FIBRAIN actually enhance its dividend per CBFI in the next quarter through the strategic hotel development model? Could you please give us more details on that? Thank you.
Technical committee, there's a base dividend of 25 cents. This selective sale of assets that may occur in the last quarter of the year may add up about
About seven...
No, that is a strategic pipeline.
We'll add about seven cents more. Seven to eight cents more. Exactly.
In that,
okay, that's
the fee coming from
yep.
Excuse me?
That, those 7 cents are without the potential sale of any asset?
No. That's referring just to the fees generated by the strategic pipeline generating. That could happen in a yearly basis with the ones we anticipate to close this last quarter. The potential sale, which will add much more in that. And we have one considering it will be more than 20 cents no? On a yearly basis, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. Our next question comes from Alejandro Lavin of Citigroup.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Thanks for the call. I have a couple of questions. The first one being, you have a sense of what your numbers would look like, excluding the impact of the natural disasters? That would be the first one. Thanks.
Déjame acordar, como 30, como 2 millones, este, 2 millones,
We have a rough guess that which is, I'm just trying to remind in memory, that anywhere from 12 to 15 million pesos in revenue due to the shortfall from the natural disasters, that would have, give or take, no? With most of the expenses, which are the viral expenses, around about 30, that would put us about more than 10 million to the NOI. That's a rough guess, no? Just anticipating what most of the impact was in the last week of August and the month of September.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thanks. And the second question, on your recent Westin hotel, when could this hotel be stabilized and then eligible for you guys to acquire?
I guess, Alejandro, can you ask the question again?
Yeah, when do you consider the Westin to reach stabilization? Because it will be open in third quarter of next year, right? But then you would acquire it once stabilized. Is that correct?
No, yeah. Well, the hotel will be open the last year and next year about exactly will around August, September of next year, mostly September. And I think that hotel will stabilize quite fast. I will need that hotel will stabilize no more than a year, considering that it's the only upscale brand, a global brand in old San Pedro Garcia, and which is with a high demand, and usually a hotel stabilizes in a period between 2 to 3 years, but I think it will be very fast.
Okay, that's helpful. Thanks a lot.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. Our next question comes from Constanza Garcia of UBS.
Good morning. We would like to know how fast are you expecting the margins to normalize after the one-off events of the quarter?
Well, we believe is that we are looking into the sales coming out of this month of October, that look much better than compared to last year as of course in September, which we anticipate will have that helping the margins to go the back again in the usual level, which is around 25 to 37%, and not being below this, no? So, and also we had more, high inflation in costs in this throughout in all our operations, which is not quite compensated with the increase in ADR. So, yes, we see this more stable this last quarter of the year, which will have help us to compensate the shortfall in margin.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone. Again, that was star 1 to ask a question. We have a follow-up question from Pablo Duarte of Actinver.
Hi, guys. I have a question also regarding ADR. How would you expect performance to be in the next quarters, considering that this last month it has been a slightly below inflation? Thank you.
Hello, Pablo. Well, yes, as we mentioned, maybe there will be it will start to recover in the end of the year. As Oscar mentioned, October is showing some sort of recovery. November is usually a strong one. December is not necessarily a strong one. So maybe performance should, again, we will end up with a good performance in fourth quarter when compared to the last year. And of course, that's part of it. Yeah, but that's what we are seeing, no? I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key. And that was star 1 to ask a question. At this time, we have no further questions in queue, and I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Calvillo.
Well, thank you for your participation today and your continued interest in V-Brain. We look forward to speaking again in this forum as we discuss the full year results. In the meantime, we will be striving to attain our goals and thriving shareholder value. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.